You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin's newest museum opened last week, exploring a period of American history that saw a huge cultural and artistic explosion in New York City centered around the neighborhood of Harlem. The Harlem Renaissance Museum, located in Madison, looks to tell the story of that time and showcase connections and ties that the movement had to the Midwest. Joining us now is David Hart. He is one of the co-founders of the Harlem Renaissance Museum. David, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, first, why did you feel it was important to tell the story of the Harlem Renaissance here in Wisconsin?
Well, the Harlem Renaissance is one of America's most fertile artistic periods, and the story is important for all of us. It was important to tell the story here in Madison because we believe that Madison is has a wonderful artistic community and a supportive one, and one that can support such an effort. But what's more, it was important for us to choose a location that symbolically indicated or sent a signal to the rest of the world that the Harlem Renaissance was a universal a movement, and what better place than in the heartland of Wisconsin and of the nation than to do this.
And can you tell us the origins here? How did the idea for this museum come to be?
Sure. I belong to a nonprofit arts collective, and we host poetry readings, prose readings, workshops, and we wanted to leave a more lasting impact on the arts community here in Madison and the nation. And we, everything that we do is centered, steeped, bathed in the Harlem Renaissance arts. And it was just a natural progression. So everything that we have done for the last 12 years has been a natural progression for this museum. That's how it simply came to be.
Can you tell us some of the major figures to come out of the Harlem Renaissance, the ones whose work lives on in a lot of ways till today?
Certainly. Some of the more well-known figures, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Langston Hughes, Zora, Neil Hurston, Du Bois, Alan Locke, James Weldon Johnson, but even some of the more lesser known, and those are some of those the individuals that we are focusing on in the museum. Many of them who left their roots in the Midwest to move to Harlem to create and be alongside of the other artists in the Harlem movement.
And some of the names you just mentioned, there's music, there's fiction, nonfiction, essay, poetry, visual
Absolutely.
Art. Are you trying to reflect that breadth of creation in the museum that happened in the Harlem Renaissance?
Absolutely we are. So the museum is a multidisciplinary, multifaceted museum. There, our opening exhibit is called Harlem in the Heartland, and it does feature the individuals, many of the individuals who have Madison and Wisconsin ties, but also Midwest ties, and left to go to Harlem. But in addition to the visual exhibit, we also have several live exhibits, which include all of the arts of the Harlem Renaissance: poetry, prose, writing, jazz, comedy, even a little bit of that, and some dance.
We're talking to David Hart, one of the co-founders of the new Harlem Renaissance Museum in Madison. David, I want to get into some more of those connections in this Harlem in the Heartland exhibit. Can you tell us what we see in the museum about Harlem in the Heartland?
Certainly. We have such a reverence for Gene Toomer, the individual who is largely considered the father of the Harlem Renaissance, the first author of the Harlem Renaissance, who ushered in the movement. He wrote part of his first book called Cain here in Madison, Wisconsin, while he was attending the university. But he came back in the 30s, in the early 30s, married his first wife, had his first child in Portage, and ran what is largely considered to be the first hippie commune in Portage. It was called the Portage Experiment, and so we, in our Heartland exhibit, we are paying a great deal of attention to Toomer and the papers that he maintained here or had here in the state, as well as the letters that he wrote back and forth across the country from here. The State Historical Society has been very gracious and kind in allowing us to take a look and have those on display here in the museum. But there's also a tribute to Toomer and all of the other Midwest artists, or the artists who came from the Midwest as well.
Yeah, I saw those letters there. What do they tell us about Gene Toomer and how this artist, part of the Harlem Renaissance, worked in Wisconsin?
Sure. Well, first, I think the letters show that he's a human, that he was a human, and he had, in addition to a great many successes, he had a lot of trials and tribulations, including his own struggle with racial identity. I think the letters indicate that he was a lover of the written word. He was an individual who was very spiritual. I think the letters also indicate the tie to the Harlem movement in many respects, but most I think pointedly that simply that he is just a very skilled writer, and much of what he wrote here just really set the tone for the movement in the future.
Who were some of the other figures from the Harlem Renaissance who had a strong Midwestern connection?
Sure. Langston Hughes was born in the Midwest. Josephine Baker. Alan Locke taught here in the city for a period of time. Those are all individuals that touched the Midwest. There are several others, but those are the major figures, or the figures that we took a look at.
And there's art there now on display, contemporary and modern day images of a lot of the figures of the Harlem Renaissance. Can you talk about that exhibit a little?
Yes, sir. Martel Chapman, who is a board member of the museum, he's also the artist in residence who put together the visual and creative piece of the exhibit. They are renderings from anything from Gene Toomer to Josephine Baker to Jack Johnson, but it just gives a really good slice of 1920s life in Harlem, and it's a very visceral and appealing piece and exhibit. We're very pleased with it.
And David, as we wrap up, we've been talking about the past a lot here, but there have been a lot of issues with the racial tensions in Wisconsin around the country lately. How much are you trying to have this museum look at current events, what's happening today, and current art for that matter?
We believe that we can be proactive in those issues in a non-threatening atmosphere, an artistic atmosphere. We do have a small, quiet tribute to our dear friend Tony Robinson, who of course lost his life. We have a small tribute in the museum, and that it will hang there, and we'll find a more permanent way to honor him. But in addition to that, we believe that we can address those issues in a more non-threatening, creative, and artistic space where everybody feels comfortable talking about these issues.
David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's David Hart. He's one of the co-founders of the new Harlem Renaissance Museum in Madison. It opened last month. It's looking to showcase the movement's connections to the Midwest. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is back on Monday. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.